to hell to a Tonga Vailoa Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Our Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let's get to headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory like the Tucson, the Sonata, the Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Last night, Monday Night Football, the Bills, whew, destroyed the Jaguars.
It was
47-10.
The good news is it was over so quick, you got to enjoy that second game.
You got to enjoy the good game.
The good game.
And that was a good game.
That was a good game.
That was a good
back
game.
And forth. Wasn't really back and forth. It was up, catch up, up, catch up. I was impressed. Washington.
Jaden Daniels, man.
Jaden Daniels. They can't play a lick of defense, but they look pretty good.
How was Jaden Daniels' mobility?
Pretty good. Pretty good. He's pretty mobile.
He is. Like,
he also broke a rookie record for completion percentage in a game.
Oh.
Yeah.
21 of 23.
Here's the crazy thing about him.
Jesus.
He can run, but he, as far as all of the other running quarterbacks, he is more comfortable than they were in the pocket when they first got into the league.
Ah.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when you think of RG3, when you think of Michael Vick, when you think of, even Josh Allen, when they always ran first and then the other parts caught up.
I'm curious about
even Lamar. Even Lamar. The passing came second.
Mm-hmm.
The athletic ability showed first. He throws the ball well from the pocket.
Yeah.
And can run.
That the one, the McLaurin at the end, the clincher.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Oh.
That was good. And then, of course, throwing a touchdown to Trent Scott. That was delightful. Love Fat Man touchdowns.
Fat Man touchdowns.
Or as they're calling it, the thick six. Not mine, but that's a great description of it.
That's kind of good.
But yeah, that was a great game. Commanders win 38-33. They're 2-1. Bengals 0-3. 0-3.
Yep. I think here's what this year is going to do. This year is going to get people to reallocate their money because
we're just fine with reallocate. We're just going to move on from that. We're fine with that one then.
What?
Is it reallocate?
Yeah. Reallocate.
Totally reallocate.
Normally we'd say something. I was too scared.
I do.
Yeah, I was confused.
Oh, Dump didn't know either.
No, I knew, but I was too scared after Carmatic yesterday. I was like, reallocate.
Something sounded wrong, but I was like,
nothing cute about it.
Reallocate. Here. All right, let's start this over. I think teams are going to start reallocating money.
Why are we so bad at speaking?
I don't know. Reallocate. Jukebox, that's a big word, dog. Not big enough.
It's a part of the charm. That's it.
So, because here, how many people before the season said, oh, you're going to have to watch out for Cincinnati because guess what? They got a healthy quarterback and they got that dude, Joe Burrow.
But they haven't paid anybody. That's the one thing about them.
But still, I'm just saying.
They
paid him.
But they paid him last year. They paid him.
Right, while he was injured.
They paid him going into a year where he was injured. But
so I'm just saying, they paid him, no matter what, we can be competitive with him.
I actually think here's the thing that's interesting about it, right? Because there's a little bit of a Dolphins thing here that I think, because the Dolphins are in a spot where, yes, we could look at the money that they spend. Everybody's pissed about the extensions. Naturally, I get why fans are, right?
But it's an after-effect thing.
Yeah, but I do wonder, in times of adversity, for all your stars being paid, the guys who would really make a stink, the Jalens, Jalen Ramsey, Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill, I feel like if they're not paid, if you're in a T. Higgins, Jamar Chase situation where they're not paid, it can get a little bit dicier in that situation, more so than the Dolphins, where at least those guys have their security.
And I'm not saying that what the Dolphins did was wrong. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is look at where and what positions they decided to go cheap on. Right? And look at the positions in which they are kind of – I'm not going to put it all on offensive line, okay? But you kind of have a situation there where you know at some point in the year you're rotating guys and moving guys around. It's a fact. That's just the Teron Armstead situation, right? You know you're going to have to do it. Then you look at, why don't we say, I don't know, the tight end situation you put a lot of money into, but I just think that because of the situation, you haven't really gotten a chance to use them.
You're talking about with Jonnu?
Yeah. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Okay, but it seems like, 10 years ago, you built your team from inside out. And today, we're building our teams from outside in. And so that goes with running back, old lineman, D lineman.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, football at its, at its heyday. It was, if you can run the football and stop the run. So I'm going to do everything I can to do that. Everything else will take care of itself.
Yeah.
Now we're going the opposite way. If I got a stud quarterback and I got stud wide receivers, but guess what? Now everybody's got the cover two. They're not letting those fast guys get deep. Now everybody's got to catch the ball across the middle. And now you got to find other ways of getting them the football. And so now I think they're ahead when they've caught up to it and found a way to do it. Now you should be able to go back to bread and butter, run the football. A lot of teams can't do that, and those are the teams that are struggling.
Gotcha. That was Monday Night Football last night. We got a little Heat news. Heat made a move yesterday.
I saw that. They got
Nasir.
Nasir. There it is.
Nasir Little. I think he goes by Nas, too.
So you can just... Lil Nas?
Don't
Lil
say
Nas.
That.
No, that's Big Nas.
He's Big Nas. He's Big Wingspan Nas. Nas.
Yeah. Wing player.
Yep.
Wing defender.
Got some juice to him. Former first-round pick.
Yep.
Former first-round pick of Portland. The thing that's interesting about him... he was in the midst of a multi-year deal, and then they stretched him. Phoenix stretched him because Phoenix is so up against the second apron. They wanted to go get Tyus Jones, a point guard, so they let him go.
Right.
And so he could basically sign for nothing. Now, I think there comes a time for the Heat to avoid this apron, which I really hate this talk. It's so boring. But there's the second apron everybody wants to avoid. So he's technically on a non-guaranteed deal with the Heat, but he already has money coming from the Suns.
Right.
So
they can break him in. They can bring him in at a minimum.
They can bring him in at a non-guaranteed minimum. They're not going to hit the apron. I think like January is when they have to make a decision on it. But they're going
to him?
On him, yeah.
So wait.
Just because it's like different pro rates. Like, so if your guy has a guaranteed deal and a guy's this is why I hate this stuff. A non-guaranteed deal up against that apron. Where you can't make deal. I know it's.
Tough. I want to start talking about.
I'm with you. I hate this stuff. I hate it. But I'm just letting you know for the technicalities of it, the Heat aren't going over because a lot of people thought that he couldn't have a 15th player, and they were able to get him. It was that's that Andy Ellisberg cap jujitsu that he's able to do.
Okay,
but kind of exciting. I think you're right. Like you lose Caleb Martin, bring in somebody who's got that stuff.
Right.
And I just feel like Spo's gonna be like, oh. If they can get him to buy in, and did I go down the Nasir Little wormhole yesterday and see some TikTok clips? Maybe, because he's like, people don't look in the box score. I'm like, ooh,
that's a Heat player right there.
Heat player. However, I like that.
If I may, if I may,
yeah.
At some point. Those box score numbers help you win games.
Yeah, that's fair.
So everybody can't. On the floor and say, if you're looking at the box scores to see what he brings to the table.
Well,
I need box scores to win.
That's fair.
You know what I need, dude? Buckets.
Right.
I got enough culture.
I just want. Well, that's fair.
That's enough culture.
But if you guys are worried about that, Jimmy Butler was at the Netflix premiere last night, and he is ready to go. He is in game mode. And if you think this guy is not ready for the season, you're sorely mistaken.
This is why he's on.
Rest assured. Rest assured. Jimmy Butler is ready for the season.
Jimmy ready to play 55 games. Right? Over under right now.
Yeah.
In order for the Heat to be successful.
Yeah.
I tell you, He has to play 70 games.
Under. Slightly. 65. That's my magic number.
So 17 games?
Yeah. 65 is my magic number.
And if I may, I'm just going to say this.
Schmieden says Pat Riley just threw his phone into Biscayne.
Right. I can't. The whole thing like, here. You understand.
Yeah.
This team is not in a position for him to miss 17 games. You understand this, right?
They can do that. They literally have been in position. They just need – it can't be 60. It can't be 50s. 65. That's my magic number. Because can I just tell you
is 70.
Okay, but it's never happened. It's not going to happen. You're setting yourself up for disappointment.
Why are you pissed off that nobody want to pay him for the Heat when your number is 65?
It's MVP, baby. He don't miss the playoffs.
Okay. See –
except last year.
65 games for you.
We'll just you say, though, wait, one time.
65 games for you.
Yeah.
Okay. That's, he's not hurt. Mm-hmm. He's not banged up mm-hmm. the whole year. Then that's 65. What happens if he gets banged up and then it becomes 60 or 55?
That's not good enough.
See, I'm 70 and I'll give him 5.
But asking a guy who never plays 70 to play 70 is ridiculous. Like
that's he wants to get paid. This is what this team needs.
He deserves to get paid.
No, this is what this team needs.
I agree.
So but if they need him to play 70 games to not be in a play-in and to have a legitimate chance to do anything in the playoffs.
Cool.
And you say, hey, we need 70 out of Jimmy. He goes, I'm going to give you 65. How do you want Pat and those guys to handle that?
First of all, they're not going to pay him anyway. Because here's the thing. Dwayne Wade, because here's a little thing about history. It wasn't that long ago.
He's healthier than Dwayne Wade. Let me say that.
Yeah. And Dwayne Wade did the exact same thing with like, Dwayne, we're not going to pay you. You don't play enough games. What did Dwayne Wade do? Came out, played 70 games. He was awesome. Still their best player. They go to the playoffs. They don't have Chris Bosh. Hassan Whiteside gets hurt. And guess what they did? They said, hey, cool. We're still not paying you.
Okay.
So you think that's the... No, I just think it's arbitrary. Like
I would say Jimmy is healthier than D-Wade was. Okay, because at this point in time, that knee was really getting to D-Wade. Okay, so that's... I'm trying to be as fair with this as I can.
Right.
However, asking a player to play 70 of the 82 games when you make him 500 large a game.
What's the minimum of getting awards, Frog?
65.
65? That's why he needs to be award eligible. That's my line. That's my line.
So you've moved from.
I didn't move. I've been on this. 65. He has to be award eligible.
I say 70.
The most he's played in the Heat season?
I say, if Jimmy Butler plays 70 games, this team can be evaluated for what they have and don't have.
I would love it.
Look, if he plays 65 games, mm-hmm. that means you're spinning in the wind for 17 games.
What if he only
skips? Because you're not going to win every game Jimmy plays in.
What if he only skips Pistons games?
Was that four?
Pistons and Hornets.
Somebody says 68 is the sweet spot.
We're quibbling.
I could go with 68 games.
We're quibbling.
But there's still a lot of game. Dude, think about this.
It would be the most he's ever played in the Heat regular season.
Isn't that about where we've been playing this game with injuries for the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Technically though, the last time he played 64, he played 22 playoff games.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
There's that.
The last time Jimmy was award eligible was 2016. Nah.
He's right about that, actually.
Really?
And by these standards?
Yeah.
Yes, that would have been 2016.
Come on. Like, here.
He gets hurt a lot.
I'm just saying
he does. But the thing with him
but,
is.
But, oh, okay.
But the thing with him but is he gets like. He
hungover gets, doesn't count.
There's one time he might have been hungover. One time. But he does. He plays a very physical style.
That's, again.
A lot of lower body injuries.
You
got to rev it up.
Are the people. You got to rev it up at the end. Okay.
He didn't do it. We played that game.
We played that game.
Once.
We played that game. And as a older player, he couldn't rev it up. And now we're just supposed to assume he go rev it up older?
If you're playing a game of duck, duck, goose, all right? every once in a while, you're going to be the goose. Happened last year. But most of the time.
But you know what? If I'm goose, I just get up and chase the guy around. If they're goose, they're giving away 50, 60 million.
Yeah, but who are you going to give it to? Who's getting that money? Tyler?
No, he's another Duck Duck Goose.
Oh, he better.
It's hey, Goose Goose Duck.
He better.
It's Tyler Hero's Goose Goose Duck.
Tyler Hero better play 75 games this year.
He didn't play all 82. Like, let's work for 80. Let's work for 82, and then if you get to 75, that'd be great.
Tyler Hero misses more games than Jimmy.
Yes, I know. But you can't have both of your stars doing that.
I understand.
Like, Tyler Hero, we don't even count on him anymore.
Yeah.
So you got Tyler Hero. Now you're thinking about Jimmy, who we always could count on this. Jimmy doing this at the end of the season.
But Jimmy at least.
And this year he didn't do it.
But Jimmy's injuries usually come. It did not this year, but it usually comes with a playoff payoff. Tyler
doesn't.
Yeah,
okay, but guess what? As you get older, you can't keep playing that game.
I agree.
So, like, yeah, listen, I'm not mad at Jimmy for wanting the money. And for what he does for the organization, he probably deserves it, right? But what I'm saying is this. If you're Pat Riley and you're the organization, all right, what if I make you the owner? You go to Pat and say, man, we write a lot of big checks for guys that sit next to me.
Yeah, I get. I understand. I understand.
So, what is as if your boss comes down to pass that along to you, then you go down and say, "Hey guys, we need to play more games."
Mm-hmm.
Like, then what?
I understand all of the things that are annoying about it with the Heat, and the thing was with Jimmy. When you play this game, it has to come with. It has to come with.
And if it doesn't,
it's better payoff. If it doesn't,
you can't
then you're just a pain. Then you're just a pain in the ass.
Right. But if it doesn't, then you can't turn around and be mad that they don't pay you.
I get you.
Okay.
See, this is one of the things. I get both sides.
Me too.
I get both sides. So, I'm just on the side of I like Jimmy Butler playing basketball for the Heat. I don't like Jimmy Butler making a stink. And now if this and I would have thought, all right, does Jimmy Butler deserve one more year? Forget the money. All right.
Okay.
Because the money is extreme. All NBA players make exorbitant money, especially the stars.
Uh-huh.
If Jimmy Butler would have come to me at the end of last year and be like, hey, just put one more guaranteed year on my contract, I would have been...
For $60
million. Everybody makes crazy money, though. Everybody makes crazy money. Everybody makes crazy money.
Here, don't look at this situation from everybody makes crazy money.
But everybody makes crazy money.
Look at the situation from the Miami Heat's perspective and how much money you're spending on guys not playing, and then one of those guys saying, give me another year for $60 million.
Okay, but the guy who has been, in the president's words, the biggest needle mover.
Yes.
I need that needle to be on the court. Fair. But the guy just wanted an extra little sweetener year.
That's not a little sweetener! $60 million is not a little sweetener!
Sweetener, baby.
$60 million is not a sweetener, dude. Like, I love the way you can play these games. It ain't my money. I don't care.
It's not my money, dude.
Right.
What was the TV deal just that, Marcos?
Right. $10 billion? Luis Benito says it perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Tobin ignored what he saw from Jimmy in 2023.
76
billion.
23. He took us to the finals, dude. Come on.
That was 20.
22-23.
Yeah, you making it sound like it was last year, you bum. It wasn't last year.
Look, it was an unfortunate thing. Kelly Oubre fell on his knee, you know. Can we just say bad luck happened, baby?
Ben, it's okay. These things happen. So you know what? When you don't know when they're going to happen, that means you put yourself in the best possible position so that you can withstand that. So that means, you know what? If you can play, you play. Don't just, you know what? Hammy. I'm going to sit this one out.
Chafee,
go watch some tennis.
Do you want Jimmy Butler to be a Knick?
No, don't. No. Nobody wants Jimmy Butler to be a Knick.
Do you want him to be a Warrior?
No. Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
No! That's not the point. That's not the point we're making here.
It is the point. Think about it.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You would pay him because you don't want him to be a Warrior. But you wouldn't pay him based on what his services have been.
I would pay him. I'm here saying I'd pay him.
Yeah, because
I would have already given him the deal. I would have said, hey, baby. If I was Pat Riley, which I'm not. I'm not handsome. I don't have aura. But if I was Pat Riley, I would have said, come here, big fella. And he goes, what's up? He goes, listen, don't worry about Kelly Oubre. That was bad luck. Here's your extra year, all right? Heat lifer. But it never works like that with Pat. Every one of them ends frosty.
You know why?
Every one of them.
Because he understands that age and amount of games normally don't increase.
Okay. Dangerous game. It ended with Deion Waiters getting a 4-year deal.
Okay.
Last time.
But again, so you're saying he should pay him. Why? And what if they end up in the play-in again? After you give him an extension.
Unfortunate.
Because he didn't play but 60 games.
Unfortunate.
You wouldn't be mad.
Depends how it happened.
If Jimmy plays 60 games again.
If he plays 65 and they still end up in the play-in, is that his fault?
Still missed 17 games, dude.
All right, 70.
That's 20% of the season.
What if he plays 70?
Wait, 20% of the season. So
what
think
if
about
he plays
this.
70?
Wait, think about this. Think about this.
Yeah.
Let's put it in the perspective of what we do.
Yep.
If you miss 20% of days of work.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Could you go to Lynn and ask him for a contract extension?
Probably not.
Why?
Because he'd be like, you didn't do enough shows. Yeah, I need more shows.
Yes! Why don't you think that applies to Jimmy?
Well, I don't have any other hobbies. Jimmy seems like he has a lot of stuff he's into.
That's not my
point. This is what I like
we're
to
talking,
do.
We're talking solely from the work.
I don't like pickleball.
Wait,
and,
so
and
you,
like
you
under,
you're
under, you're well, under, I do like coffee, but I only
you,
like
you understand.
Cool coffee.
That would mean that you would miss 20% of 365 is what? 10, 20, 72 days.
Right.
72 days.
But if the days.
And you can't say, hey, I'm the meet needle. You could be number one.
But if I told him I was number one during the Dolphins playoffs and the Heat playoffs when they could make the most revenue, I'd be like, you're going to give that up? Yeah, that's one of
72 days, dude. 72 days. And that's not even counting damn, well, it is counting weekends, but whatever.
All right, we'll take a break. Damage is done, my friend. Appropriately. It's next.
And Leroy.
I do not want Jimmy Butler. I believe Jimmy Butler's going to end up on the New York Knicks. All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Our Dave & Buster's gift card giveaway is back. We got a $250 gift card that you could win to Z Football. And soon, Heat and Panthers. To enter, go to WQM.com/contest. Dave & Buster's. Eat, drink, play, watch sports. Miami Dolphins will be taking on the Tennessee Titans this week. We got Canes. They got the Vatek Hokies on Friday. Go pack the rock, everybody. And check that on out. By the way,
that's what I love about college football. You have like you only have to travel like 3 times out of the year.
Yeah, that's good.
You got a lot of home games.
Yeah, although they do have a long one coming up. They got a long one coming up against Cal. But conference play does start. Very, very exciting. And Mario Cristobal, he's tough. Oh, he's tough. Love that about Mario Cristobal.
Tough.
Oh, he's tough. You go out there, the team is tough. They're winning tough.
I'm tough, you're tough.
And he says, by the way, foot, Leroy, you want to know where the foot is?
What?
On the gas. The foot's on the gas for the Canes.
Yep. It kind of goes back to what they decided a while back. They felt like they've had enough. They've had enough of all the stuff been hearing for a couple of decades. And even though some of them weren't from here or didn't know much about it, they've learned it. And I think they've also realized that positive anger is that energy that burns clean. You know, it just keeps going. It's almost an endless supply of juice. And it's real. There's no gimmicks to it. There's just watching that film, knowing that there's a standard. We haven't achieved it yet. And that there's room to grow, but we feel we can achieve it. So full throttle, foot on the gas.
Wow.
unless
that's tough.
Time's going to run out, then we take a knee.
What's up?
Don't talk about that. That's old stuff.
Come on.
You're the king of old stuff today.
Come on. Well, if you're blowing everybody out, you don't have to.
Foot on the gas.
So, yeah. I'm responding to my weather heads out here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about it?
Because everybody thinks it's going to hit South Florida. I said, first of all.
What is?
You know how people do things for clicks?
Hurricane Helena?
Yes. Oh, you know how people do things for clicks?
Yeah.
Clickbait?
Go turn on the weather.
Wow.
That storm is going to mess up all of Florida, according to them, because that means they get action. The storm is out west.
I think the Gulf Coast is going to mess
up. The Gulf course, yes.
Yeah, they're going to.
We're going to get those. Remember.
Gulf course.
Yeah. Gulf course.
Mm.
So here's the deal. You remember that hurricane that came? It wasn't really close to us, but we got those feeder bands for like 4 days.
Oh, I remember that.
That's very similar to what it's going to be, but it's going to be a little bit closer, so you're going to be a little more, it's going to have a little more wind. Mm. But you're going to get some, like, depending on how big the storm is, you're going to get these periodical feeder bands. But it's see, just you know
it.
What?
Just say it. Just say it. Periodical. I don't think that's
periodically you will get these feeder bands.
Yep.
Now I don't know how big the storm is going to be, and that'll determine how many of them you get. Mm. Usually, the widespread storms you get a bunch of them because it's not really.
I know where the storm's going to hit.
Where?
Hard Rock Stadium on Friday night. Whoa!
That's where the storm's going to hit. Right to the Hokies.
Yep. Going down, turkeys.
That's right. That's right.
Hurricane Cam.
Ooh.
That's not what they're making.
Hey, you're making it bad. I don't even like, it's just not cool. No. No.
No.
I don't like when you do it for some reason. Okay. That one was kind of good. For some reason, I like that one. That one was on Bluetooth.
Reads on for 2 hours.
Sorry. So good.
Take a break. Foot on the gas right to the break. Back after this. That's all.
Gone, the damage done.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. And I want to let everybody know, Whiskey Stars and Cigars has been moved. It is not tomorrow. The storms are brewing.
What?
Storms are brewing.
What do you mean?
So, it's going to be in a couple weeks, October 9th, a Wednesday in 2 weeks. Still same place, smoke on the water, same event. If you RSVP'd, you're good. But out of an abundance of caution, we are postponing the event.
Which means whoever made that decision doesn't live in Florida.
Well.
Because they would know that that storm being 200 miles west.
I don't ask questions, Leroy.
I don't ask questions either. We go with the flow, but I'm just saying.
With the flow.
Does that sound like somebody who's been through a whole bunch of hurricanes?
Nope.
Right.
Nope.
That's okay.
Sounds like somebody doesn't know what the Gulf Coast is.
Right. Like they think we live on the Gulf Coast.
Kicking your ass today.
I was going to say, it's not doing well.
Gulf.
No, that's not the one.
That's the
that's
coast
the
that's getting you.
Not,
yeah, that's really it's not Gulf that's getting you. It's coast for some reason.
Really?
You're like making it sound like a golf course.
This guy's got a concussion.
We got to do a quick damages done today. So here's mine. All of you who are finally arriving at the Trevor Lawrence is an overrated bum.
Ooh.
Welcome aboard. I've been telling you. And look, big reason for this was just annoyance because this guy came in with as much hype, as much bluster and bravado, and a higher draft pick than our own adorable Tua Tagovailoa. And he has not gotten a shred, an ounce, anywhere close.
Nobody's touching him.
Close.
Yeah.
To the criticism that Tua has. Not that Tua's perfect.
Nope.
Not that Tua doesn't have things he deserves criticism for. Not that Tua is God's gift to football. My point the whole time was, though, if we had all this energy for Tua, Where's that energy for Goldilocks, who right now looks like he's got a one-way ticket to just opening up another Ron John surf shop in Jacksonville than he does being a franchise quarterback? It's going to be a really nice surf shop, though, because that guy's got a lot of money coming his way.
Is it?
Anyway, Leroy, what do you got?
So now I'm terrified because I got this little heart test back, right? And, you know, me and Big Spoon went and got the test together.
Mm-hmm.
Her test came back zero.
What do you do for the test? Like, do they strap you up to
put two things in, and then they do the little scan.
You don't have to run?
No, the scan. They just do a scan.
Oh, okay.
And they check all your arteries and, you know, whatever.
They don't stick you on a treadmill?
No. So her score was zero. My score was 18, right? To which she replied, I thought you would be higher. Right?
Jeez.
Then I sent her a picture of the test. She goes, that's the Widowmaker. I'm like, no, I'm like.
She can be very blunt on
that. Yes! She can be very yes!
He has no shame.
Yes! So I'm like, damage is done. Now I'm terrified that my heart doesn't work.
Damage is done.
Even though they say you have little to no chance of any heart issues.
Whatever, dude. Enjoy your kale.
No.
Oh, because yeah, that's dude, the next that diet.
You
know,
You know that they've tried to change your diet.
I'm going to go home. Nothing. I'm going to go home and it's going to be salad and.
I'm going to tell you something. Lunches are going to pick up here because he's going to be doing a lot of making.
Which means I got to eat before I go home. Because I know the only thing waiting for me at home is salad. Wait, but that's not. This score's not salad worthy.
Enjoy your tofu.
Right? Is this not salad worthy?
Enjoy your cauliflower wings.
Seems like you're eating a lot of smoothies.
First of all, I'm not eating no food shaped like other food to make you think that you eating. Yeah, I'm not eating no wing that I can't hit bone.
Cauliflower pizza.
No. Nope. Can't even have that. Probably the cheese and whatever. No, but no, right. This is a good score.
Too many guards.
Keto bread.
I'm damn near 60.
Wow. Oof.
Implied it would probably be lower if I didn't have the stress of her. Like, what the hell?
Also, you, Tobin, this is also your fault, too. You should take
some. Somebody say I ate a biscuit shaped like a cookie. I thought it was a cookie. That's probably
damage
got my
is
heart.
Done.
That's probably my heart that's got me jacked up eating that dog biscuit.
Jennifer, what damage is done for you?
Well, you know how we love a good animal story?
Yes.
There is a rodeo runaway.
Oh, I want to go to the rodeo.
Whoa. You know, I've never been. Believe it or not, I have family in Denver.
Yeah.
And one of them was a pilot. And when I was 8 years old, they put me on a plane and I went with my godfather and my cousin. And he flew, and we went to Cheyenne Rodeo, which is the biggest rodeo in the
country. That's Wyoming?
Oh, yeah. The Cheyenne.
Don't act like you know what that is.
I've heard of it.
But that's like the biggest rodeo. Like,
what? So where's your rodeo video from, JFig?
Yeah.
This was in Massachusetts.
Oh, wow. Bum-ass rodeo.
Anyone impressed that she pronounced that correctly?
Massachusetts.
Okay. Wild bulls escape from the pen, and there is still one on the loose.
Did he gore an O'Keefe?
Look, I really need you to see this video because it's wonderful.
All right, video showing right now.
Oh!
Dude, that is a lot of bulls.
Wait, they're like, hey, somebody come ride us now.
We're free, boy.
We're free. And look, they're hanging out in the Look at all.
They ran in packs. Look at that.
Ooh, look.
We're getting close to going.
Wow. Fat ass bull tried to jump over the gate and just went through it.
You know what? It works.
Wow. Did they catch him?
He needed 3
There's
yards.
There's still one in the loose.
Wow.
Yeah, holy smokes. Do you still want to go to a rodeo after seeing that?
Kind of.
No, dude.
First of all, you can't go
to a bum ass rodeo in
Massachusetts.
Does Davey have a nice rodeo?
Huh?
Does Davey have a nice rodeo?
I've seen it. I've gone there.
Bergeron or something like that, right?
Who's that?
Bergeron.
That's like the flight.
Weird.
Yeah.
Frog boy, what damage is done for you?
Very quickly, my damage is done. You saw him get knocked out this weekend. Some are questioning whether or not Anthony Joshua will ever return to the sport. Promoter Eddie Hearn. You've heard of him?
I have heard of him. We've had him on the show.
Yes, indeed.
He's got a lovely British accent. He's a man of class. Yeah. I would say he sounds like David Beckham. He, you know, he's a very sophisticated Brit, not like one of those.
Is he honest?
No, he's a boxing promoter. What kind of question is that? Is he honest?
Be honest.
I got the next like biggest, hottest fighter out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my damage is done. Goes to Anthony Joshua. Eddie Hearn says he won't retire. He will fight in 2025.
Says he's going to fight twice.
Yeah, but no one cares anymore, dude.
You want to talk about honest? Everybody asked about Tyson Fury's reaction. He goes, my reaction was $150 million getting out of my bank account. Apparently, they had a fight lined up if he would have won.
Oh,
damage is done.
That's damage is done.
Yeah.
It is crazy, though. They've never gotten to fight each other. All these times, they got the lawsuit, so he had to go fight Deontay again. Yeah. Then the losses. Then the Francis Ngannou fight, you know, everything is just getting in the way of those two. They never fought.
That's their fault.
Whatever. It's been a fun era of heavyweight boxing. A lot of people have been complaining about this heavyweight boxing.
No,
era.
It's been
pretty entertaining.
Well, because of all the divisions, at least these guys fight.
Yeah.
So, like, you may have to like get up at 2 a.m. to see the fight.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing that sucked about it.
It's honestly AJ's fault. He's the one who keeps losing. Every time we think we're going to get him versus Wilder, he loses. Every time we think we're going to get him.
So he's ruining it.
He's the one who keeps losing the big fights.
Where's Ruiz?
Nah, he's not doing anything.
Really?
He's just hanging.
Man, I like
I like fellas. Him too. He was a nice guy. He was a nice guy.
What about, so, I mean, Usyk, we don't know if Tyson Fury's doing.
Is he
280?
He's going to fight Usyk again. That's what he's going to do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but he's going to get his ass kicked.
You think?
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Usyk pieced him up, dude.
I know, but you know how he is on the second fight.
Yeah, I don't know. Usyk's good. And Usyk's beat everybody. He beat Dubois.
But here's the crazy thing is, all of the trash talkers, right, are losing.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who might actually be the best doesn't really talk, so it doesn't make for, you know.
I will say he's a much more entertaining Ukrainian than the Klitschkos were. That's the fact.
The only thing we know about the Klitschkos is our boy running them down. Champ! Let's go, champ! Remember he came in here, he was glowing.
Jordo says it best, where he says, the sports world doesn't seem to care about fighters' concussions.
Not really.
That's true. Although they do take like 6 months off, Jordo. You gotta, you know, right. They don't have to be out
next
week.
They don't fight like next week.
Yeah, but almost every match is guaranteed a concussion.
I agree.
Canelo finally fight a worthy opponent? Well, he's stuck in his division because every time he goes up, he went up, he lost. So.
It seems like there's some buzz that the Crawford fight might happen in May. Seems like. Not positive.
You think Crawford has no chance?
No, I don't think he has no chance. I think I like Crawford. I think Crawford's got the skills that'll
But he's moving Canelo. Way up, right?
Yeah. He did not look as dominant the last fight around.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, look at what happened when Canelo went up.
Yeah. I don't know, but I think, definitely think because of his skill set, he has a shot.
Okay.
But it's going to be tough.
They both are very similar.
Because he's not going to knock him out. He's going to have to win a decision. Yeah, if he knocks out Canelo, like, I'm telling you right now, if Terrence Crawford knocks out Canelo.
He's the greatest.
He vaults Floyd. I'm sorry, he does. If he knocks him out.
Knocks out Canelo?
If he knocks out Canelo, he vaults Floyd.
No, of course.
Didn't Munguia fight this past week or he fights this week?
He won, yeah, he won.
Easily?
It was a good fight. Good fight. He's a
big boy. And, like, that's what I was amazed by him. He is really big.
He
was a lot smaller when he took that knee.
We were watching. By the way, Xander fights on Friday. He's on the co-main for ESPN.
Okay, so we got Canes and Xander.
But he we were watching. My kids were watching boxing with me, and this. He came back. He was like a real underdog. He goes, and I tell you, I'm really going to win this fight. The interview goes, I don't know if that's going to happen, but you know, I like your story.
Really?
I was like, shit.
Right to his face.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Like, what is wrong with South Floridians?
I don't know, dude.
Oh, apparently that person was still in the car too.
Right. Yeah. A car just. She probably looked down or something. Went through a parking garage and was dangling outside the parking garage.
Little clock damage is done, so we gotta take a break. Back after this.